我看谷中青绿的植物。
But I see the verdure of the valley.
你看这一带就是谷中，没有问题，靠近那个整个都是谷的。
You see here we are in the valley.
那么要看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没有。
You see whether the vine has budded or whether the pomegranate.
你怎么有可能看到核桃，又看到葡萄，又看到石榴呢？
How can you see a walnut, a grape, and a pomegranate?
那整个迦南美地就这么一个地方。
This is the only place in the land of Canaan.
就这么三英里，然后一英里这个地方。
By 1 mile area.
这是非常非常特别的。
Very special.
你看这里的果子好到什么地步吗？
You know how good the food is here?
这个果子好到一个地步啊，他们每年在这个以色列人，他们不是每年三次要过节吗？
Do you know the people of Israel go through a holiday festival 3 times a year?
要过节去。
They have to go.
但那个时候拉比下一个命令，拉比下一个命令。
But the rabbi said something.
所有哥尼撒勒的水果不可以运到耶路撒冷那个时候。
He said that during the festival time, none of the fruits of Gennesaret can be sent to Jerusalem.
因为太好吃了。
Because it is so delicious.
很多人说我们过节去吃这个水果。
So that when they go to the festival, the purpose then would be just.
所以拉比说不可以这样做。
So the rabbi prohibited.
你如果这样做的话，大家都爱世界去了。
Because if you were to do this, then everyone would love the world.
那个时候水果怎么样都不可以进耶路撒冷。
So during that time, the fruit it was prohibited for the fruit to come during that time.
所以你就知道这里的水果多么好，多么丰。
So now you see how good the fruit is here.
所以这个就是给大家有印象，知道说在这个知道说在这个地方这个水果是多么丰富。
So now we see how abundant the fruit is.
那么现在问题在这里。
Here's the question.
为什么下面说不知不觉我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中？
Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as the chariot of my noble king.
一面是果园。
On one hand is a garden.
你看尊长的车能够从其中经过的。
And yet a chariot of my noble people can go through.
这怎么可能？
How's that possible?
那弟兄姊妹，所以你就知道说，这个果园根本就在一个大道的旁边，大道大道穿过它里面。
So you know then.That there is a highway that actually goes through the garden.
明天早晨
tomorrow,
我们要带弟兄们从这里就往山边去果园去。
We're going to go to the mountainside to the garden.
你会看见的，刚好你会看一个马路，到现在车来车来车往的。
You will see a busy road.
这一条路呢，已经几千年之久。
You will see a road that's thousands of years old.
这一条路就是以赛亚书第九章所说的沿海大道 ，Via Maris.
So this is what's depicted in Isaiah 9, which is the Via Maris.
从大马色到埃及，大家都走这条路的。
This road is from Damascus to Egypt.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个果园要经过像 Via Mar, 因为在整个以色列只有两条路。
So in all of Israel there are but 2 roads.
那我现在稍微解释一下。
I'd like to explain it.
你看看这个地图。
You look at this map.
如果你看你看这个地图，这边绿的这一条叫做王的大道。
The green part is the King's Highway.
那这一条呢？这个紫色的就是我们所说的那个沿海大道。
And the purple is the Via Maris.
这个就是以赛亚第九章所讲的沿海的大道。
And that is what's depicted in Isaiah 9.
那么这个就是那个时候主耶稣那个时候的就是这样的一个沿海大道。
That is the Via Maris of during the worship.
所以呢，这个果园应该就让就是一定有个这个沿海大道穿过去的。
So you see that there is this road that goes across that garden.
那明天有两个时候，你可以看到那个大概的情形。从上面看的地方。
Tomorrow you'll see 2 times. You'll be able to see it from above.
第一个，我们到比较低的地方。
When we go to a lower point,
我们可以看到整个的我们的果园。
We will see the entire garden.
然后你可以看见那有条公路穿过去，那就是 Via Maris 穿过去。
And you will see that road, that highway, that is the Via Maris.
那完了以后呢，我们明天就要看那个我们要去看那个第一章圣经里不是讲说我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中。
So tomorrow we'll also see where it talks about the dove and the cleft of the rock.
那么我们要看那些磐石穴怎么样在陡密处。就是怎样在高处。
So then we will see those clefts in the high place.
然后我们就跑这个悬崖上去。
And then we're going to go to a cliff.
那从悬崖呢, 你可以看整个的加利利海。
And then from there you can actually see the entire Sea of Galilee.
还有你看我们住的地方看得最清楚。
And you'll see where we're actually staying.
那个整个有两次给你个机会看格尼撒勒是怎么一回事。
And so twice we'll be able to see Gennesaret.
所以呢, 可能, 我只讲可能。
I said possibly.
那么第六章的那个园子应该就是我们所在的这一带。
The garden in chapter 6 is probably, possibly, here where we are today.
因为地理这么两三千年是没有什么改变的。
2,000-3,000 years, the geography hasn't changed that much.
哪里长葡萄就是哪里长葡萄。Wherever
you see the vine, that is where the grapes grow.
因为几千年来天气都没有改变，几乎不大改变了。
The climate hasn't changed that much.
所以就着整个以色列植物的分布来讲，大概是这样。
So that is roughly the division of where the fruits are,
是不是?
The plant distribution of where the plants are.
所以，我们有了这个概念以后，那么我们就知道说我们所住的地方。
So we know where we live.
就着四福音来说，的确是格尼撒勒。
Where we are staying here today is Gennesaret.
就着歌中之歌来说，
According to Song of Songs,
很可能就是第三座花园。
It is most possibly the third garden.
好，那现在呢，我们就来到了歌中之歌。
So now we turn back to Song.
因为我们人在这里，
because we are here.
所以我们知道我们所在的地方。
We know that where we are.
然后我们就知道说，这个雅歌呢，它原来是有个背景。
Then we will see the background of the Song of Songs.
好，所以现在呢，我们就来看歌中之歌最雅歌第八章。
So let us go to Song of Songs, chapter 8.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你这住在园中的同伴都要听你的声音，求你使我也得听见。You
who dwell in the garden, the companions listen for your voice. Let me hear it.
然后我们从回头读第十一节。
So let's turn back to verse 11.
所罗门在巴利哈门有一个葡萄园。
Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hanan.
他将这葡萄园交给看守的人。
He leased the vineyard to keepers.
为其中的果子必交1000舍克勒银。
Everyone was to bring for its fruit 1,000 silver coins.
我自己的葡萄园在我面前。
My own vineyard is before me.
所罗门啊。 1,000舍克勒归你，200舍克勒归看守果子的人。
You, O Solomon, may have 1,000, and those who tend its fruit, 200.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在迦南地有一个地方叫做巴利哈门。
In the land of Canaan, there is a place called Baal Hanan.
有两个可能的地方。
There's a two possibilities.
这一次我们 field trip 见实地见习，我们都要去这两个地方。
We are going to go in the field trip. To these two places.
那么这个在地图上什么地方呢? 我先告诉大家一下。
I will show it to you on the map.
那这个是死海。
Here's the Dead Sea.
这个是加利利海。
That's the Sea of Galilee.
好，最北边那是黑门山。
On the north part, you'll see Mount Hermon.
这黑门山山脚底下。
And at the foot of the mountain.
那么，就是新约里面主耶稣不是在靠近。 该撒利亚腓立比的境内，他说：“你们说我人子是谁？”
Remember when he asked who do they say the Son of Man is in the Caesarea Philippi?
在那个地方，很可能就是巴利哈门。
That is probably the area of Baal Hanan.
这个有一天我们要去的。
We're going to go there one day.
有一天我们要往黑门山去。
Because we're going towards Mount Hermon.
还有我们要看那个第三，就是雅歌第四章里面的花园。
And we're going to see the garden depicted in Song of Songs 4.
就是我们感觉一下内在的情形。So
we'll be able to understand the situation.
所以到那里的时候，我们已经到了巴利哈门这个。So
when we arrive, we'll go to Baal Hanan.
这是一个可能。
That's one possibility.
因为圣经学者没有办法完全断定。
Because Bible scholars cannot determine it for sure.
现在你去问。
Now to ask.
现在整个迦南地，葡萄长得最好的地方。
Where do the vineyards grow the best in the land of Canaan?
就是Golan Heights，就是戈兰高地。
It is near the Golan Heights.
戈兰高地就是包括这里一直到黑门山这一块。This
whole area is the Golan Heights.
所以这是一个 one candidate， 一个可能。
That's one candidate, one possibility.
还有一个可能在这里。
The other possibility is right here.
这里什么地方呢？
What is this area?
这是耶斯列平原。
That is the plains of Jezreel.
这里也是圣经里面的哈米尔顿战场。
And that is also the battle of Armageddon.
这是我们都要去的。
We're going to go there.
所以你看见吗? 凡是 歌中之歌去的地方我们都要去
where the Song of Songs is we're going to go
歌中歌的地方大概都是四福音的地方
and that is where the four gospels are
所以你如果去了这个 就等于四福音地方你都去了
that means you have gone to all the four different places
你记不记得有一次圣经告诉我们主耶稣离开加利利 他就往撒玛利亚去了
you remember when the Lord the Bible said that the Lord left Galilee and went to Samaria
他碰到十个长大麻风的人
he met 10 lepers
那这一次我们要去那个地方
we're going to go there as well
那个地方是什么地方呢
where's that place
你记不记得有一次约瑟 他爸爸叫他去看他哥哥们怎么样
do you remember when Joseph's father asked him to go visit his brother
后来他在有一个在 撒玛利亚一个地方叫多丹那个地方就碰见了。And
then he was then met at Dothan.
那就在那里，你知道吗？ 后来约瑟就被卖了。And
then it was at that area, at that place that Joseph was sold.
所以巴利哈门就应该靠近多丹那个地方。So
Baal-Haman is probably around that area.
那这次我们要去的。
We're
going to
go there as well. So we're going to go all through Samaria.
所以你看看,这个叫巴利哈门。
That is Baal-Haman.
那么你怎么知道那里长很多的葡萄呢?
How do you know there are many vineyards there?
那你去读以赛亚28章第一节就懂了。
If you read Isaiah 28:1, you'll understand.
讲了以法莲的情形。
It talks about Ephraim.
因为这一带算以法莲的山地。
Because it is the mountainous range of Ephraim.
对，所以呢，你就知道根据圣经，那么那里有个葡萄园是很合理的。
And there's a no that indeed according to the Bible there's a vineyard there.
但是不要忘记，不是我们的葡萄园，是所罗门的葡萄园。
But remember, it's not our vineyard; it's Solomon's vineyard.
到所罗门的时候，他的版图啊，全国的版图，就是神应许亚伯拉罕那个时候那个版图。
So that whole area is what Abraham promised at that time.
Promised Abraham.
Promised Abraham.
Yeah, 那是从埃及小河一直到幼发拉底河。
It's from the Euphrates all the way to small river of Egypt to Euphrates.
那个不是尼罗河，那个是小河。
It's just a small river, not the Nile.
所以呢，这个就是圣经里面所说，那个时候所罗门版图很大。
So that was his territory. That was very big.
然后从王的大道一直到海边。
So from the King's Highway all the way to the sea.
所以那个时候你要看见说他就用他的国力就建造了圣殿。
And with his national, with his power, national power, he was able to build the temple.
所以他在每个地方的园子都是美丽的园子。
So all of his gardens are beautiful.
他的葡萄园就是许许多多，你看这里就是需要有人去看守的。
And his vineyards had definitely had to have those keepers.
那谁替他看守呢?
So who were the keepers?
这里面有一个替他看守的就是苏拉密。
So one of the keepers was the Shulamite.
所以苏拉密说：“我自己的葡萄园在我面前，所罗门呐，1000舍克勒归你，200舍克勒归看守我。”
And she said, "1,000 silver coins." My own vineyard is before me. You, O Solomon, may have 1,000.
所以这些园子，所罗门一个人不可能看过来。
We know that all these gardens, Solomon couldn't keep himself.
所以现在有个牧羊女叫做苏拉米，叫苏拉米。
So now you have the
Shulami. 那么就在那里，你就看守这个园子。
She's the keeper of the vineyard.
所以当你读圣经的时候，
So when you read the Bible,
有一件事你要记得，
You have to remember one thing.
在希伯来原文没有分章，没有分节的。
In the Hebrew, you don't have chapter or verse.
你怎么知道这一章是所罗门说的呢，还是苏拉密说的？
How do you know what the Shulamite said, what the Solomon said?
如果你看很多参考是你要糊涂的。
If you read many commentaries, you can get confused.
因为参考是本身就打架的。
Because the commentators fight themselves.
那你如果读尼利兄的，
If you read Brother Nee,
再来读这个其他的人的，
And you read somebody else,
哎，你觉得看法都不一样。
See the different views.
所以你就知道原因在什么地方呢？
What's the reason?
因为在原文并没有告诉你说这是
Because in the original it didn't say Solomon said this.
所以你怎么决定呢？
How do you decide?
你要根据上下文决定。
You have to go in context.
所以很明显的，现在你看见苏拉密是守园子的。
So here very clearly you see that the Shulamite is a keeper.
他当然是替所罗门看守园子的。
Of course he is keeping the garden for Solomon.
就像有一天，你知道主说那。 给你一塔连德，两塔连德，还有五个塔连德，不是吗？
Remember the story of the one, the two, and the five talents?
所以呢，两千塔连德就告诉主，两个塔连德告诉主啊，你看这是两个塔连德。
And the person who had the two talents said, here are two talents.
这是五个塔连德。
Here are five talents.
那一个塔连德就觉得这个神太，这个我们的主太远近，太厉害了。
And the other one that had the one talent kind of feared the Lord.
他不要把埋在地上。
So he buried the talent.
所以你知道，等到你把交账交，把东西交给所罗，交给我们。